This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California. On January 12th, I attended a very special program. It was held in Mesa, Arizona, in the International New Thought Alliance, with members from the Alliance there and the Board of Directors there. And the idea, the purpose for which it was held, was to come up with some sort of a unified idea of what is the purpose of the International New Thought Alliance. And they thought perhaps by using the word movement, it might add to the purpose a little more clearly, but that was not fully decided. Many thoughts came up during the discussions. We're called to be there, we're Unity School of Christianity, the Association of Unity Churches, the United Church of Religious Science International, United Divine Science Ministries International, the Brooks Divinity School, Divine Science Ministers Association, Divine Science Federation International, the Universal Foundation for Better Living, the Association of Global New Thought, the Center for Spiritual Awareness, the Emma Curtis Hopkins College and Theological Seminary, God Unlimited University of Healing, Hillside Chapel and Truth Center, Global Religious Science Ministries, Lola Pauline Mays New Thought Seminary, Affiliated New Thought Network, Seychelles No Emerson Theological Institute, the International Alliance of Churches of Truth, the New West Seminary, Hill of Home of Truth, the Omni School of Applied New Thought Philosophy, World Federation of Practical Christianity, and the International New Thought Alliance staff and members itself. Now, of the board of directors, and they're quite an imposing group of people, there were 12, and Roy Eugene Davis was in India doing a seminar at the time. But the rest of them, Dr. Blaine Mays, who is president and senior minister of the Community Church in New Thought in Mesa, he was present, of course. Then there was Dr. Deborah Whitehouse, who is the first vice president, Reverend Larry Schwartz, who is the second vice president and minister of Unity in Tucson, Arizona. Reverend Eugene Davis is the treasurer and founder director of the Center for Spiritual Awareness in Lakemont, Georgia. Dr. C. Allen Anderson, board member, professor emeritus of the religions at Curry College and resides in Holiday, Florida. Russell Brumfelt, board member, entrepreneur in the entertainment field, recently active in this program from Largo, Florida. Joe Obregon, board member, United Church Religious Science Practitioner, emeritus, and INTA district president in Ventura County, California. Reverend Letty Hammock, board member, minister of Unity Church of Clearwater, Florida. Dr. Ann Knuth, board member, minister of the Church of Today and Divine Science in San Antonio, Texas. Reverend Cynthia Lippert, board member, interim minister of Unity Church, Wichita, Kansas. Reverend William Spence, board member, INTA, general counsel and attorney at law, Chandler, Arizona. Dr. Mary A. Tumpkin, board member, president of the Universal Foundation for Better Living, founding minister of the Universal Truth Center for Better Living in Miami and Dade County, Florida. Reverend Mimi Roney, INTA, and the Chief Operating Officer of the INTA in Mesa, Arizona, and Reverend Nancy Bell, INTA Congress Program Coordinator of Mesa, Arizona. Also present was Sam Bauman, one of the co-chairmen of the forthcoming Congress. The meeting was called together to bring up many points, and the history of the INTA was revealed to all of those present, and a report was given by Dr. Anderson on what he called the Washington Report. The New Thought Streams was revealed by Russell Brumfield as part of the new development of the internet program that he is creating for INTA, and which is already bringing great interest among people in the field of religion, and field of philosophy, and the field of New Thought wonderment. The archives were shown by Lynn Hollander, who is the preceptor of the archives, and it was quite a remarkable activity. And then, as they entitled the entire event, Streams of Spiritual Empowerment and How to Use Them, the discussion was brought out in the afternoon of what it is that we're going to do. What is it that INTA wants to accomplish? What is it that the organization is all about? Well, there are many opinions on this, and many people have very strong opinions on it. But looking these things up from both the dictionary and from research from many other sources, the New Age is a word that has been used a great deal, and it is sort of pointed to this direction, being a social movement drawing the ancient philosophical concept of man, creatively listening to his inner divine self, and incorporating such themes as holism, concern for nature, spirituality, and metaphysics in everyday use. The New Age community is quite extensive and expansive and covering very many areas of man's activity, and far beyond the metaphysical and far beyond the spiritual into the physical in a very beautiful and magnificent way. Now, metaphysics, on the other hand, which is a primary direction of New Thought activity, metaphysics is more defined as a division of philosophy dealing with man's awareness of his oneness as God. A division of philosophy dealing with man's awareness of his oneness as God. And in New Thought, they have many wonderful and very explicit definitions of what they mean by that. And of course, New Thought was started in 1917, where the first board of directors was held, the International New Thought Alliance, and they gave their purpose to provide the platform on which individuals and groups from every known arena of New Thought can come together for dialogue, support, synergism, and to provide programming for new and existing students of truth, while simultaneously highlighting New Thought ministries and activities in the area, district, or state in which the Congress is being held. They align themselves right away to the Congress. And so, these are some of the ideas that are brought out. Now, what might be a way of looking at New Thought? If we were to carefully look at it, the group of these people who were present for this wonderful meeting, there were a total of 20 members there, probably a few more that we didn't count in here, 24 perhaps, with 11 board members and the rest as people who were interested by their organizational insights. And they came up with some interesting thinking, nothing definitive, nothing definite. The definition I'm going to give you now is more my definition than theirs, but it did sort of ring out of a little bit of the things that were brought out by them. New Thought, as I have worked it over and worked it over by looking at the various things that are available, I would define in this way: New Thought, thinking that takes man's mind from appearances to its essence and ultimate reality, however he may define it. This synthesizes, unites, thinkers in all possibilities of thought. All thinkers naturally do not agree, but all thinkers agree each has the right to think his own thought. New Thought provides the platform on which these thinkers and their thoughts reveal the total response or effect is that the total response or effect is greater than the sum of the individual effects, and extremely interesting and exciting. I'll run that through again once. New Thought, thinking that takes man's mind from appearances to its essence and ultimate reality, however he may define it. This synthesizes, unites, thinkers in all possibilities of thought. All thinkers naturally do not agree, but all thinkers agree each has the right to think his own thought. New Thought provides that platform on which these thinkers and their thoughts reveal the total response or effect is greater than the sum of the individual effects, and extremely interesting and exciting. It's really quite fascinating when you get down to it. But from an evening and a full day of revelation and discussion, the INTA group. And these people are some of the most outstanding people in the field of New Thought today. They are the geniuses, they are the authors, the writers, they are the people who are spearheading the way of illuminating and illumining people wherever they may be in the area of New Thought, in the area of being themselves and following the dream that lies within them, which the universal consciousness would have us do. It was a fascinating experience. And I'm going to watch very carefully and very, very closely how they reveal a pattern, a technique, a phrasing to words that might give them, oh, I must include us, because for 30 years we've been a member of the New Thought Alliance as God Unlimited University of Healing when we started our organization 30 years ago. This is our 30th birthday, quite a lovely thing. Now, New Thought runs almost close to 100 years. It's 1917 that it started, but of course if they really looked into when they first started working on these things, it would probably be around the turn of the century. But in a very few years, it'll be 100 years old. And that's quite noble, doing quite a wonderful work. And obviously, if it were not effective, if it were not something beneficial for all those who participate and who get angry and leave and happy and come back and get upset and want to run it their way and then come back and find that there's only one way to run it. And I like to think of the term that I have here for it, New Thought. Thinking that takes man's mind from appearances to its essence and ultimate reality, however he may define it. This synthesizes, unites thinkers in all possibilities of thought. All thinkers naturally do not agree, but all thinkers agree each has the right to think his own thought. New Thought provides the platform on which these thinkers and their thoughts may be revealed and reveal the total response or effect, that the total response or effect is greater than the sum of the individual effects and extremely interesting and exciting. Well, that's sort of what happened, and I'm sure that if you heard from each of the many people who were there, who were eagerly participating in the activity, they'd all give you somewhat of a similar pattern, but a little more directed from their own understanding and from their own enthusiasm. But this is how I saw the very special meeting of the New Thought Summit at Mesa, Arizona, on January 12th. And I know that if we have a chance to watch closely, we'll see many more beautiful things coming out of it. Have a lovely day, and remember, each man has the right to think whatever thoughts he thinks. And as he thinks these thoughts, magic takes place, because they are his unique way of expressing something special from within him. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.